Burt Show.
She wants some relationship advice, and our listener needs some relationship advice because she was just scrolling through Facebook, and she realized that her husband has added the girl that he used to cheat on her with, and now we got real problems.
Ooh. All right, it says, "Hey, Burt Show, when I was 15 years old, I met my now husband. He was that cute bad boy with green eyes, and I was the innocent girl that was sheltered from everything. He had been my first and only. We were high school sweethearts, and we were inseparable. Less than a year later, we found out we were going to be parents. My parents dropped me off at his house and basically said, 'Good luck.' The situation was not ideal, but we made it work. But at just 26 weeks pregnant, I went into premature labor and had my 2-pound baby boy. He's now almost 13 years old and completely healthy. Once we had our baby, I found our relationship falling off the rails. I was too busy caring for a preemie, and it quickly became my husband's excuse to go, quote unquote, hang out with his friends, drinking, partying, and all the teenage boy stuff. During this time, he found an amazing job and at the age of 19, became a foreman in the oil fields. He is always taking care of me and our baby. His work ethic is incredible. We had the resources for me to be a stay-at-home mom, which was amazing. Once my son turned 5, we decided to get married. No wedding, no rings, no nothing. Just sign the paper and mail it in. Only 4 months later, 4 girls texted me. This is when I found out that he was never faithful. I was devastated, but I chose to be with him, as he promised to never step out again. And this year, it will be 15 years since we have been together. He is definitely a different man. He's the perfect husband with no further infidelities, as far as I know. He's loving, supportive, and putting me through nursing school. We now have a total of 3 boys. I know people can change, and he's proven that to me. But here's the problem. A month ago, I was scrolling through Facebook, and my jaw hit the floor. I saw on my people you may know list that he added the girl he used to cheat on me with. She's now married and has children of her own. Needless to say, my blood was boiling. It brought up so much built-up resentment, emotions I didn't know I had because I chose to suppress them. When I calmly brought it up, all he said was that I'm getting in my head too much and I'm only his.
Dude, that's like the worst thing that you could say.
When I looked through his phone, I found nothing. But in his search history, he looks her up daily. Why? From a man's perspective. Why? Should I let this go or should I call it quits? I will not allow him to disturb my peace. I am definitely not the 16-year-old girl who is blindly in love.
Yeah, well, it's too late for him to disturb your peace. That's done.
The peace has been disturbed. It's not even him following this woman that he cheated on his wife with. It's his reaction when she called him out. I feel like that's a bigger infraction. How can you be an adult and not realize or have enough common sense that it's not cool for you to be friends with the woman on Facebook that you cheated on your wife with? I don't care if she has moved on, she's married and she has kids, and the fact that your history is showing you are checking up on her daily, that is sus behavior to the infinite degree. So you have every right to be upset, and him saying you're getting in your head too much, that is textbook gaslighting. Mm-hmm. Be like, no, hi, let me introduce you to common sense. This is inappropriate. You should not be following the woman that you had an affair on me with. All right. So either you unfriend her today or I will file divorce papers tomorrow.
Yikes. You are really setting that line in the sand here. Yeah, I think I say this so many times on the show, as the only person on the show that thankfully has gone through a divorce. I hate to throw that word around because I know the weight that comes with that. But there are so many red flags here, man. So many disrespectful red flags. A, that he followed her in the first place, which was such a sore spot, as it should be. And that goes on your permanent record right there, right? So then he starts following her, turns it around on you, and then in the fact that he's checking her out every single day. Dude has a problem, a big problem. And in a case like this, I kind of agree with Kristen. Like, if he doesn't acknowledge it and decide, you know what, you're right, I need to go see a therapist about this, and I'm sorry about the way I reacted to you also, I was just embarrassed or what have you, then you got a really big problem.
Checking up on somebody's social media activity is textbook limerence behavior, which, if you don't know what limerence is, it's basically like when you're infatuated with somebody that you can never have. Or maybe they're back in contact. I have no idea. But if my husband was going out of his way to check in on a former lover or a former mistress's social media, that to me tells me that you are stuck in a state of wanting to know what she's doing, and you might not be doing something about it, but you probably will be.
I agree with Kristen in that there really needs to be a hard line in the sand here, because if he gets away with this, you are a pushover. So at this point, his desperate act needs an equally desperate reaction, or divorce. He'll do it time and time again.
The Burt Show.